Welcome everybody to our annual practice midnight marathon ride.
Laura Gray greets me and 11 other bikers in Alston at the meeting point for a group practice ride.
Our route is pretty simple. We're going to follow Beacon Street out and Comm Ave back. So we're not going to be on the same entire route out and back because that can get kind of boring.
The group starts heading towards Wellesley, where we'll turn around and ride the marathon route back, including the infamous Heartbreak Hill. The idea is to give us a taste of what's going to happen late Sunday night. People have been biking the Boston Marathon route for a long time, but it became a more regular tradition after 2009 when Greg Hum and some of his friends from BU decided to go for a ride.
We knew we loved biking but hated running, and we wanted a way to connect with this amazing Boston tradition, but didn't want to run it, so we decided to take our bikes on the train and bike the marathon home in the middle of the night.
Another of those bikers was Galen Mook, who's now executive director of the Massachusetts Bicycle Coalition. Mook says the unofficial event just started to grow from there.
We told our friends, and our friends told their friends, and their friends told their friends.
Over the years, Mook says, it grew into a huge rolling party.
Depending on the weather, of course, I think at the peak we've had about 2,860-something or so riders.
It's always been a logistical challenge to get all those bikes out to the starting line, and over the years, many have gone by commuter rail. But this week, the MBTA announced they're banning bikes from the train after 5 p.m. Sunday. Commuter rail operator Keolis says that's because of safety concerns over stowing too many bikes. Mook is unhappy with that decision, but says even without the train, people find other ways to get their bikes to Hopkinton.
People are incredibly nimble at figuring this out.
As I roll into Wellesley with the rest of the group, I'm feeling pretty good.
I think that's the halfway point. That was a nice ride.
The group takes a break to eat something and rest a bit. Marie Yatsik of Somerville is riding a mountain bike, which isn't the easiest for a trip like this.
Some of the hills are a little rough, especially on the heavier bike, but more or less, not too bad.
Reiner C. of Boston says he's done the midnight ride once before.
Back pre-COVID, at midnight, it was so cold. It was raining the whole time. But, you know, because there's so many people going there, everybody had, like, you know, LED lights, music, and... You know, it was a fun ride going down.
He's glad to see the forecast looks much better for this year's ride. The ride leader, Laura Gray, says in some ways the midnight ride is easier than this one.
At 2 o'clock in the morning, there's just not that many people on the road. So you have a lot more space. You have the safety of all of the other riders around you. It's just a really nice experience.
Any day, any night on the bike is a good day or night for me.
That's Daniel Day of Roxbury.
You get to see a different side of the world, you know. Biking is a beautiful way to, like, explore. You know, take a left, man. You always go right, take a left next time. And just find out what's on the other side. You know what I mean?
After a break, the group hits the road again, now headed back toward Boston on the marathon route. Naomi Goodman pulls up to a stoplight at Comm Ave and Center Street.
We're just about at Heartbreak Hill. Here goes. We'll find out what we're in for.
The evil thing about Heartbreak Hill is that it's the third hill. But on a bike, I could coast down those after those last two, so I don't know how anybody runs this.
At the top, I'm met by some faster, more experienced bikers.
Hey, how was it?
That wasn't so bad.
Yeah. Let's do it again.
For most of us on this training ride, the route wrapped up back in Alston after about 22 and a half miles. But late Sunday night, actually in the earliest hours of Monday, hundreds or maybe even thousands of bikes will go the full 22.6 miles in this unsanctioned grassroots tradition, ending in Copley Square at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Craig LaMolt.